Today is the Sugya of Shehiya, Achzara HaNachla Chathila Simen Reishno Gimel. I found when I was your age, that was the only requirement for Hilchos Shabbos when I was in Smicha. I guess it still is, right? I found the halachos very, very confusing. I heard beautiful chidushim from Rav Willick, some of which we'll quote, and have been written up in a few places. But because I found the halachos confusing, I decided that the way to do it is to start with a hakdama and introduce ourselves to the concepts. In terms of the halacha lemaisa of many of the issues that we're going to raise today, we're probably only going to get to them as time goes on. Just to put on the board the very, very basic terms and their definitions in a brief period, there are three terms that are extremely important: Shehiya, Hachzara, and a newer term, according to some, Hanacha Lechatchila. These are the three issues that we're going to be discussing in Hilchos Shabbos. Shehiya comes from the word to leave. It means to leave food on the fire prior to Shabbos. So you're prior to Shabbos, you're putting it on the fire. Hachzara is that you're returning, Lashon Hachzir, returning it to the fire. In other words, it was on the fire previously, and now you're returning it. By the way, it's going to be a machlokas to Rishonim. When did you take it off from the fire? But it was at some period of time on the fire. And finally, Hanach L'Chatfila is taking something out of the fridge, if you will, and putting it on the fire. It hasn't been put on the fire prior. Now, of course, there is a meta issue that Rabbi Zion asked me correctly, why are we learning this first as opposed to Bishul? We are not going to be discussing, although there'll be important passing references to Hilchos Bishul about cooking on Shabbos, we're focusing on the Gzeirah Midrabanan, Shehiya Achzara Hanach L'Chatfila. And therefore, in all of the above cases, if we're going to be discussing whether it's mutter, we'll have to assume that it's been already cooked, or that for whatever reason it's not a shayla of bishul at all. So that's going. Those are the three terms of shia, hachzara, and hanacha lechatchila. The sugya, of course, begins with a mishnah on daf lamed vav amid beis in Shabbos, the famous Perek Kira, one of the hardest prakim maybe you could even argue the first few daf, but one of the hardest prakim in Shas. But b'siyata d'shmai, we'll try to cut through the difficulties and get to the basic issues. The Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah is actually vague. The Mishnah tells us different types of stoves that were heated with different types of materials, and the discussion machlok is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel what you're allowed to do on that stove. And the language, the salient language that's important for us, is the words of the Mishnah, lo yitein ad sheyigrof. You shouldn't put it on. And here, the Gemara has a shaila, which is a famous machlokas between Hananya and the Rabbanan. What is the issue that our Mishnah is discussing? When the Mishnah says, lo yitein, that you shouldn't put on it, what are we talking about? So the Gemara says, the opening lines of the Gemara, ibaylu, hai lo yitein lo yachzirhu. Does that mean you can't return? Avalishos mashin. But everybody would agree that in all instances you're allowed to leave the food on the fire. All instances we're going to see, the Gemara will tell us, means from Michael ben Rusai. Afal pishen gar vene katuv, umani chanani. Even if there isn't garuf and katum. Garuf means that the food, that the coals, excuse me, have been swept away. Katum means that there was ash that was put on top of the fire. In both of those instances, the individual somehow, we're going to have to discuss how, the individual will be discouraged from stoking the coals, and it might solve other problems as well. So Hananya says that you don't even need to do garuf vikatum when it comes to Shehiya. Shehiya is more lenient than Hachzara in the world of Hananya. And that is because at the end of the day, when it comes to Shehiya, you did nothing on Shabbos. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. It's a gzeira that was put onto us that if you're going to leave food on the fire on Shabbos, we're afraid, as Rashi on the Mishnah describes,
that you're going to come to stoke the coal. So therefore, shehiya is going to be acceptable, even if you don't do the process of garva katum, or in our nomenclature, putting on a blech. However, the Rabbanan that's referred to confusingly in the Achronim and Rishonim as Rabbanan de Chananya, what that means is the Rabbanan who disagree with Chananya. The Rabbanan disagree with Chananya, they hold that the halacha is that you need to still do this process, this mysterious process of garif v'katum, in order to be able to leave the food on the fire on Shabbos. So this is the sugya of Shehiyah. This, of course, is summarized beautifully. I hope that you've seen, if for whatever reason you missed it, by the Mishnah Berurah in quoting the Machtzis HaShekel. We mentioned the Mishnah Berurah often has very basic hakdamas to the more difficult sugyas. So here the Mishnah Berurah has this discussion, the summary in the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel, quoting the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Chananya. So this is the sugya of Shehiyah, leaving the food on the fire. Again, as I mentioned, we're not yet getting to halacha lemais in regards to Shehiyah. I hope to conclude today already getting to the bottom of the halachas of Shehiyah. As I mentioned, Rashi tells us a tremendous amount in his Perush on the Mishnah. And Rashi over there says that when it comes to Shehiyah, then if you read that the Mishnah is not only prohibiting Hachzara, but it's also prohibiting Shehiyah, like the opinion of the Rabbanan Chananya, Rashi spells out that the Chashash is Shema Yechata Begacholim. We're afraid that you're going to come to stoke the coal. So this is the classic machlokas between Rabbanan and Chananya. Later on, we'll see how we paskin. Now we're ready for the bulk of our introduction. Again, not concluding the halacha lemaisa, but the bulk of our introduction to focus on the next chashash. The next chashash is the chashash of Hachzara. So in regards to Hachzara, we also have a chashash. Hachzara is going to be usur. Hachzara is that you've taken the food and you want to return it to the fire. In such a case, then everybody agrees that you need garav v'katam. In our nomenclature, you need a blech. A blech is necessary. Why is it that you're going to need a blech? So here, as an introduction, there is a very fundamental conceptual issue that's at play, which we're going to see that's going to continue to carry us through the next couple of weeks. And that is, if you take a look in Rashi, Dibra Maschil, Lo Machzirin, Rashi says, on Lamed Vavam Abeis, Lo Machzirin B'Shabbis, the Mechzi Kimavashel, it appears that you're cooking. Let's spell out the obvious. When it comes to Shehiyah, Rashi is not going to tell us that the concern is that it looks like you're cooking. Why? Because the food has already been put on the flame for before Shabbos. It's a gzeira, it's a concern that you're going to come to stoke the coals. However, when it comes to Hachzara, here we're going to have two conceptual possibilities on the board. One possibility is that the reason why Hachzara is going to be usur is because, as Rashi seemed to say, mechzi kimavashel, it appears that you're cooking. Or, as we would expect, many other Rishonim are going to introduce another chash, and that's the shem chash that we had for Shehiyah. And that is shem yichat b'dachom, we're afraid you're going to stoke the coals. And there's more reason to be afraid that you're going to stoke the coals when it comes to Hachzara. Because when it's Shehiyah, you're not involved with anything. You're sitting passively. But what's the concern according to Rabbanan Chananya? You're going to want to move the process along to get the food hotter, and then we're afraid that you're going to come to be mechatu echalim. However, when it comes to Hachzara, then you're more involved. In such a case, there's more reason to be choshesh. How does the Mishnah Berurah, we'll jump first into the Mishnah Berurah, and then work backwards in the Rishonim and the different nafkaminos that we're going to have. The Mishnah Berurah actually seems to be like the Shita of Rashi. In Reish Nun Gimel, Lamed Zayin, there in the context of discussing the halachos of Hachzara, in reference to Hachzara, the Mishnah Berurah there says, "Ve'ein tzarach lezeh, ela kishadayin lo higila Michael ben Drusayo, kishabo lahachzira b'Shabbos," when you're coming to return it on Shabbos, "the mechzi kimevashel," then it's going to be usher because of mechzi kimevashel. So Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Shita of Rashi, that the chashash over here is that it's going to be mechzi kimevashel. However, The Shaar Etzion in Sifkatan Lamed Zayin says Rashi v'Haran. That's going to be important for us. The Rashi and the Ran both say it's the chash is mechzi kimavasho. We're going to follow up. The Ran is photocopied in our booklets. However, he points out that Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, he learns that the chash is shemi yichata begachom, that the fear is you're going to stoke the coals. Ubesefer HaYashar iso delekach b'ina gufa mishum dekishen nitla min ha'esh, when you take it from the fire, pa'amim shemitztanenes k'tzas, it gets a little bit cool. So we're afraid that he's going to return it. When he's going to return it, he's going to come to stoke the coal. So here we have these two different conceptual approaches to the Gzeira Midrabbanan. What we're going to do is outline a few issues that come up within Hachzara, also as a way of introduction to the issues themselves, also touching on different shitos that will be important either as tsirufim lekulos, or you'll be surprised to see, and we'll be able to explain them within the context of this sugya. And again, as you get deeper and deeper into the halachos, then we'll be able to see how everything begins to pound out halacha lemaisa. There is a corollary to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It's important to introduce it to you. I found it very confusing when I was learning the Gemara straight, because Rabbeinu Tam appears right off the bat in Lamed Vav and Beis. He seems so strange, and I think now, just that you become aware and understand how Rabbeinu Tam is working, that will help you if you come across it. There is an interesting Rabbeinu Tam that's medayik. Take a look on Tosos on Lamed Vav and Beis. Dibra Maskul Beis Hillel Omrim Af Machzirim. So over there, Rabbeinu Tam is medayik from the Lashon Af Machzirim. What does it mean, af matzirin? You're also allowed to return. V'amevin yavin, according to those who say that shihia is mutter, so there's no af matzirin at first glance. What does it mean, af matzirin? So here, Tosas has a fascinating explanation. Afilu b'shabbos matzirin. You could even do hachzara on Shabbos. And Tosas brings out, if you don't understand this, stop me, because I understand why this might be a little bit strange. Tosas brings out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the issa, primary issa of Hachzara is on Erev Shabbos. It's on Erev Shabbos. What does that mean? What that means is as follows, that not only on Shabbos is there something called Hachzara, even an hour, let's say, this is not meduyak when I say an hour, just to round things off, for an hour before Shabbos, that's also called the time of Hachzara. Why? Because during that period of time, if the food is relatively cold, it might not get hot enough on Shabbos itself, and we're afraid that if you're going to return it to the fire so close to Shabbos, then it's going to be cold, relatively cold, and you want to be mechata b'gachalim. So therefore, the chash, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is starting already from Erev Shabbos. And in fact, we're going to have, in Shulchan Aruch, this opinion is going to be quoted. And that is that the chash of Achzara might even begin even a few minutes before Shabbos as well. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam learns, af b'Shabbos, the primary chash is that hour before Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. If you take a look at the Ran quoted in your booklet there, tell me the process. We're going to open up in the booklet. Yes, Rav Shach, go ahead.
I just don't understand. I saw it yesterday, but wouldn't we just call it Shihiyah?
No. The reason is because we're going to have more chumras. When it comes to Hachzara, you have a requirement of Oda B'yado, and etc., etc. Those requirements are already going to start in Erev Shabbos. I told you were going to ask good questions about it. That's all these things were strange to me also the first time.
Wouldn't you only be able to say that if it's a Merci Kimavashal?
Oh, very good. So that's where you've been learning yeshiva long enough to guess where the Rebbe's going. Yeah, go ahead, Rebbe.
I'm just wondering why that's true. If the food's already cooked, how can we have
so that's good for the No. We're going to see that the chash of Achzara is even after Machal Ben Drusai.
Why?
Why? Because the person's going to want, if I'm eating bunny for Shabbos, I prefer that the food not be half cooked. I prefer that the food be entirely cooked.
Also, by Shia, 100%. Food being done.
Right, but the difference between Shia and Achzara is we have more of a reason to be machmir and choshesh when it comes to Achzara, because there you're going to be involved
in returning it to the fire. So you're closer to it, and therefore there's more reason to be choshesh when it comes to hatsara. That's the difference between shihi and hatsara.
Yes?
Is that the primary concern of Rabbeinu Tam? Is it before Shabbos?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he in cholera?
Right, so that's an open question that one needs to be masbir within Rabbeinu Tam. That requires a little bit more bayer. If you take a look in the Ran strongly disagrees with this Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran appears in Dibra Maskel Beishame Omrim, halfway through the piece, it begins velo nearly. The piece begins Beishamai, Dibra Maskel Beishamai, and he says velo nearly came. And he says, no. When he says Afilu Machzirin, Beishamai says Afilu Machzirin, Beishamai is dealing with another issue. Beishamai Shita, this is a very, very important outlier for you to be aware of, because we're going to be discussing a lot the relationship between actions done on Erev Shabbos and actions done on Shabbos. Beishamai is of the opinion that you're not allowed to have your kelim do malacha on Shabbos itself. Beishamai holds that there is a requirement of shvisas kelim. This appears in Daf Yud Ches and Yud Ches in the Masechta. So the Ran says, afilu b'Shabbos doesn't mean what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rather, the Chiddush gets back to the sugya of shvisas kelim. That's what he meant, afilu b'Shabbos. And it has nothing to do with the chshash of Achzara. And the Ran says this whole pshat he finds ridiculous. Ah, take a look at the Ran towards the bottom of the Yamud, where there the Ran says, black on white, that the chshash is mechsi kimavashel. He learns that the chshash of Hachzara, as we put on the board, is mechsi kimavashel. So the first nafgamina is going to be whether Hachzara exists on Erev Shabbos. It's not too much halacha lemaisa, but it is an important nafgamina within the Rishonim itself. Rabbeinu Tam is going to be l'shitaso. He holds that the chshash is shem yichate b'gacholim. So if you hold the chshash is shem yichate b'gacholim, so then you're not allowed to do hachzara already on Erev Shabbos because we're afraid that on Shabbos you're going to come to stoke the coal. If you're going to put it down a half hour before Shabbos, then a half hour after Shabbos began, you're going to come to be mechate b'gacholim. But the Ran can't learn that way because the Ran holds that the chshash is Mechsi kimavashel. So therefore, the Ran says Rabbeinu Tam is going to be incorrect. So does Hachzara exist on Erev Shabbos? The answer, according to the Ran, is no. While according to Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher, he is l'shita. So this point is made by both the Gedolim in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan and the Gedolim in Bnei Brak. It's made by both Rav Mordechai Willig and Am Mordechai Simon Aleph, as well as the Minchas Ariel on the Tosos on Lamed Vav Amabez. That would be one nafkamina that will also introduce you again to this concept of the Chshash, whether the Chshash of Hachzara begins already on Erev Shabbos. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov.
I mean, if the Ran and Rashi say that Hachzara is happening on Shabbos itself, wouldn't they have to agree that there's a Chshash of Shemi Yechate, if there's a Chshash by leaving it on before Shabbos? Presumably there'd be a chashash of Shemi Yechate when you put something on the fire on Shabbos also.
Yes, if you hold that there's a chashash of Shihiya, so that chashash of Shihiya exists throughout Shabbos. But the chumros that we're going to see of Hachzara, there are unique chumros of Hachzara that don't apply to Shihiya. For example, if you take something off of the fire, you're not allowed to put it back onto the fire unless it's in your hand, daito l'hachzir, etc., etc. Why do we have those requirements? Is it because of the chashash Hashem yichate b'gacholim, or no? It's because it's mechsikim avasho.
If Rashi and Ran agree that there's a chashash Hashem yichate b'shehiyah, why would they not also apply the chashash to Hachzara? If something is going on fire, isn't there always going to be a chashash of?
No. Lav dafka. And as you're asking why when you're masha, are we afraid that you, because Hachzara is a shorter period of time? You just took the, now I follow your question. You just took the pot off the fire a few minutes ago, right? Just a few minutes ago. When it was Shihiya, so then it was, you didn't deal with it for a while. But when it came to Hachzara, then you, it was just on the fire. You're now putting it back. You're not going to be Choshish, you're going to be Mechate B'gachon. 5 minutes ago you were happy with how it was. Why do you think that we're afraid that you're now going to to be chote b'chom. We could discuss more. I follow your asking. It bothers me less, but it's a decent question. It's a decent question. Nafkamina number, yes, Rav Shmuel.
Can we just go through, how does the Ran come to Maskana that it's going to be built because of...
The Ran is learning that the Chashash is Mechzik Mevashel. That will explain why the Ran is not concerned about Erev Shabbos. Because the only time you'll be concerned in Mechzik Mevashel are those things that you're doing on Shabbos itself. Those things that you're not doing on Shabbos itself, then you know that if it's not taking place on Shabbos, there's no Chashash of Mechzik Mevashel.
Understanding the
wrong
to say it doesn't think there's a
problem. Correct. Okay. Nafkamina number two is going to be a very fascinating shita of the Ran. Let's see it again. Let's try to keep things rooted also in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll show it to you both in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Ran. The Ran has an amazing kula that's quoted by the Rama vis-a-vis Hachzara in Reish Nun Gimel Beis. Page 44 on the top. The Ran says, V'yesh omer, dekol zeh eina asur. The only time you have a chshash of hachzara, rak kishinatolo min hakira mib'od yom. It's only if you've taken it off from the fire on Erev Shabbos, v'lo hechziro, and you don't return it, ashech hashecha, until it gets dark. But if you already took it off when it was already dark, so the Ran has an outlying shita. Again, I'm starting off with nafkaminas that are outliers. Both the Rabbeinu Tam is a wild shita, and the Ran is a wild shita. But when you come across it, aside from it being a good nafkamina, it will also be helpful in terms of when you see it. So the Ran says as follows. The only time we have a chshash of hachzara is if you took pot off on Erev Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos, there's no chshash. And this Ran appears in your booklets on page 34 in the Dapim of the Ran, quoting Yerushalmi, Umiyu b'Yerushalmi. And the Ran seems to like that shita. What's the rationale of it? Again, let's lean on the Mishnah Bura. We always like to do that. The Mishnah Bura in Sivkatan Samach Hei says, Vahatam, what's the reason that the chshash is only if you took it off on Erev Shabbos? Samach Hei, page 44, first column. Vahatam, Shere HaKol Yodu, if it was sitting on the fire on Shabbos, everybody knows that it was already cooked. It's only if it was off the fire already on Erev Shabbos. So then people will be choshesh as mechzikim mevashel. Sifkaton samachet. Then people are going to be choshesh that mechzikim mevashel. Oh! So Aran's l'shitaso, according to the Ran, that the chshash is mechzikim mevashel. So then in such a case, if you've had it on the fire on Shabbos, you could go as far as the Yerushalmi and say that, well, it's not so mechzikim mevashel. Could you hold that it's still mechzikim mevashel? Yes. But the Ran is l'shitaso that if you held it with Shem Yechate, it wouldn't make any sense. But if you hold the chshash is Mechzikim Avashel, so there's less Mechzikim Avashel when it was on the fire on Shabbos as opposed to when it was off the fire already when Shabbos began. So hence, the Ran is going to hold that in such a case there is no Gzeira of Hachzara if the pot was on, let's put it the other way in terms of this column, the pot was on the fire on Shabbos. The pot was on Shabbos, then there's no chash going to Mechzik Mevashel. Obviously, if you have the chash Hashem Yechata Begachalim, so then in such a case, then the chash Hashem Yechata Begachalim would not make a difference of whether the pot was there on Shabbos or not. And that's how the Mishnah Bura and the Shaar Tzion explain based on the Tosfos Shabbos. Yes?
Until now, we've been assuming that the Shehiyah and Hazara kind of come hand in hand. If you have Shehiyah, then you take it off, then Shayach to Hazara. According to this Ran, you can't have both. Meaning, if you had shehiya,
that's right. Shehiya, exactly. Shehiya and hafzara are won't overlap according to the Ran. Correct, correct. That's what emerges according to the Ran. Nachon. Nafkamina number three. These nafkaminas up until now were outliers because both of the shitos, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. Well, it happens to be the Ran is a tziruf that's used lakula. It was quoted by the Rama. The Rama quotes it as a Yesh Omer. And there are poskim that use this as a tziruf lakula. That's important to know. But both of them are not standard, but important in terms of halach l'maisa. The next one is more of a standard diyun lahalacha. And that is the question of amira l'nachri when it comes to the iser of hachzara. If you take a look in the Be'er Halacha, at the end of Reish Nun Gimel, he quotes a Ma'arit, five lines from the bottom, page Chav Dalet. Kosav Ashari Tshuva B'Shem Ma'arit L'Hakel B'Dover Yavish. If you don't have, of course, a Chashav Bishul She'em Bo Marak Litno Tocha Tanur Al Yidei Eni Yehudi Af L'Chatchila. There's no problem. Quotes the Be'er Halacha quotes from the Ma'arit. That instruct a guy to do hachzara for you. So this is going to be nafkamina number three. Amira l'nachri. Amira l'nachri by hachzara. So here, Rav Shechter Shlita, I believe inspired by the Chazon Ish, opened up a whole world to us. It's also inspired by both the Chazon Ish and Rav Soloveitchik, like in a way that only Rav Shechter could do. Rav Shechter opened up a very, very basic introduction to both Shia and Achzara, as well as all of Malacha Shabbos, in explaining this Ma'arit very, very beautifully. Let's see it first. Let's go Kiseder HaMesora. Let's see it first in the words of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish thinks that the Be'er Halacha is extremely wrong. He says that the one should not follow the Ma'arit L'kula, and he tells us why. He says, in Simin Lamed Zayin, Sif Chaf Aleph, in your booklet, it's the first Chazon Ish, it's after Rav Shechter's piece, it's in the second column, V'nira Das HaRama. He says a very, very important yisod. The nira das harama lesser kanamir l'nachri. The Rama would not agree with what the Ma'arit presents from the Be'er Halacha that amir l'nachri would be acceptable. V'lo domi l'shvus d'shvus v'makom mitzvah. And in no way is it comparable to normal amir l'nachri. Skip two lines. First word in line is the shvus. The Ein Ha'iser Nitzina. This Iser of putting the food back is not an Iser of the act of putting. Ella Mitzius Matzav Ze Asru Chachamim. But rather the Chachamim prohibited this Matzav. Shesharosho Shem Yechata. That the concern is you're going to come to be Mechata Gacholim. The Chazon Ish introduces to the young Rav Herschel Shechter, an idea that Rav Soloveitchik has also been dancing around as well. And that is the difference between a gezeira and a malacha derabbanan. A gezeira, writes the Chazon Ish over here, in our shaila, is an iser matzav. What does that mean? That means that you're not allowed to create a situation where you might come to be over a malacha. An example, another example has nothing to do with what we're discussing now, where Rav Shechter extended it to. The Isser of Avshamilsa, you're not allowed to have your grindstone run on Shabbos itself, even though you're not doing any Maisa, because a lot of noise, and people are going to come to think that you're allowed to grind wheat on Shabbos. You didn't do an act, but what's aser is a gzeira. Then there are things that the Rabbanan aser that are called malachos de Rabbanan. There the act is going to be aser. Comes along the Chazon Ish and he says, I don't understand those who are makel. in the case of Hachzara Alidei Amira Nachri, because at the end of the day, the Isser of Hachzara is not the Maisa, it's the Matzav. It's creating the situation in which you're going to come Lidei Chitui Gacholim. So who cares, says the Chazon Ish, whether, he says this here and as well as in Lamed Ches Beis, we're going to see that shortly, who cares whether you did it or a monkey does it? It doesn't make a difference who does it. It's the matzav, it's the situation that's going to be aser. Rav Schechter then points out, very beautifully, just to broaden this in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a fundamental difference between a gzeira. There are times that a gzeira is actually more chomor than a malacha d'oraisa. A malacha d'oraisa is something in which is usher to do particularly on Shabbos. The maisa is usher to do on Shabbos. You will never have an Isser malacha that begins on Erev Shabbos, because we don't follow that shita of Beis Shammai, who says that there's a requirement of shvisas kelim. All malacha that's usher on Shabbos is bekum va'aseh to do malacha on Shabbos. That's the Isser d'oraisa on Shabbos. And for that matter, if it's a malacha d'rabbanan, then also it will only be usher on Shabbos. A gezeira is actually more chamor. There are times that you're going to have something that's a gezeira, which you're not allowed to create the situation even before Shabbos. So what you did that was usher was on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So if it's a gzeira, so then shehiya, what type of isser is shehiya? It's a davar pashut. Shehiya could only be what? An isser, gzeira shem yichate v'gacholim. It's on Erev Shabbos. That can't be mechzikim v'asher. You can't create an isser matzav. You can't create that matzav, and therefore you have that gzeira. Hachzara as well, argues the Chazon Ish, is an isser on the individual creating a matzah. Hence, the Chazon Ish says, it's going to be aser. So, Amira Nachri Hachzara, the Chazon Ish says, that's going to be aser. Why? Because the isser is an isser matzah.
What does that mean, though? You didn't actually do the isser matzah.
You're not allowed to encourage the Nachri to do it. If Nachri does it by himself, then that's going to be a different question. But you're not allowed to encourage the Nachri to do it. Rav Schechter assumes, this is an interesting assumption we're going to have to get back to, that's how we paskin la halacha. That the chashash of Hachzara is Shem Yichate based on Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Ayasha. So therefore, Rav Schechter says that he thinks the position of the Chazon Ish makes a lot of sense. My ha'ara to our great Rebbe's comment is that at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah did say mechzikim avasho, right? And I'm going to have a gra also that seems to say that says that's mechzikim avasho. But at the end of the day, he points out that according to Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, it's a matzav. However, take a look at Rav Rimon, who quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal on the last page, on page 335. He quotes in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman the following line. Ha'iser shel achzara hu al agavra. The iser al achzara is on the individual. And in this case, he says, v'lo al hasha'on. It's not on the timer, which is going to get us to our next nafkamina. At the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to formulate it that the iser is on the gavra. Now, leaving aside where Rav Shlomo Zalman falls on this general graph, this chart, at the end of the day, if you hold the chash as mechzik im avashel, in a case of shvus to shvus v'makom mitzvah, it should be mutter. Hence, the Ma'arit is going to be assuming that when it comes to hachzara, hachzara is closer to mechzik im avashel, and there's no mechzik im avashel, and then ain't a chanami. It's a classic shvus to shvus v'makom mitzvah. Of course, in Yisrael Rabbanan, then makom mitzvah, then the Ma'arit is right. Why? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman formulated it differently. The Isser of Achzara is an Isser on the Gavra, and it's not the Matzav. It's not the situation. And so I want you to, B'siyata D'Shmaya, take a look at this beautiful Yisod, which Rav Schechter connects to many, many other areas in Hilchos Shabbos. I put it in the booklet. It's in the Eretz HaTzvi. It's an absolute classic. Eretz HaTzvi, Simen Vav, pages Nun Hei and Nun Vav. where he develops this distinction between between a gzeira and an iser maisa. For example, Rav Shechter says that even though Rabbi Akiva Eger says that if a person does a kinyan on Erev Shabbos, I'm reading from page Nunhei, the bottom of the first column. If a person does a kinyan on Erev Shabbos, b'tnai that the kinyan should be chal on Shabbos, that's going to be aser. Why? Because kinyan b'Shabbos is aser. Why? It's aser b'toras gzeira. So then you could have something that's aser on Erev Shabbos. However, something that's an iser malacha, you'll never have, even if it's a malacha d'rabbanan, it's not going to be aser. Turn the page, nunvav. Then Rav Shechter applies it to our case. And then he goes on and he says, that's going to be pshat in the deal between the Ma'arit and the Be'er Halacha. Now on the next page, in Nun Zayin, he then goes and quotes the position of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish held l'chumra in this situation against the position of the Ma'arit. And Rav Shechter himself is sympathetic to the Chash Hashem Me'yichata B'gacholim. In discussing this with Rav Nevensal, I asked Rav Nevensal whether he liked this piece from Rav Shechter, and he said, and he liked it. I just asked him, what about the fact that Mishnah Berurah seems to be the Chash is Mechzik Mevashel, and I have a Gra also that's Mechzik Mevashel, and others. So he thought that was also a decent Ha'ara as well. But at the end of the day, this is a beautiful Yisod, and this will help you understand so many. It's one of these Yisodos that will help you understand so many things in Hilchos Shabbos. This is, in my small opinion, one of Rav Shechter's most important pieces, and this is the sea of Rav Shechter's godless, is to be able to take the few fundamental yesodos of the Gedolim in previous generations, be able to show how it all weaves together in many, many beautiful sugyas. So this is it's required reading Simen Vav in Eretz HaTzvi. There was a hand. Yeah?
Going back, the whole problem is that
Hachzara in a case is not garfa katim. Correct. No. Correct. Is there a hand there? Okay, good. The next nafkamina is going to be in regards to timers. So the next follow-up. The Chazon Ish, Lishitasa, comments in Lamed Ches Beis. It's the second page within the Chazon Ish, all the way on the bottom of the second page in the Chazon Ish, Lamed Ches Beis, last two lines. Kishiyesh lo tanur, hanisak al yidei chashmal. If you have an oven that is powered by electricity, ve'echim me'erev Shabbos sha'on liftoach ha'chashmal b'sho yidua, and he prepares on Erev Shabbos a timer that is going to have the electricity go on at a particular time, it's prohibited to set the timer and put the food down before the electricity has begun. And then he says the same thing that we saw before. Ve'ein oisir tole b'maisa ha'moda shel ha'kdera el b'mitzius ha'kdera ha'kira b'shabbos. It's not a question whether you did a maisa of hachzara, that the fire was then on, and then you put the pot on top of it. The isir of hachzara is to have created a matzav where you have the pot that was returned on Shabbos to the flame. And that's going to be the Chazon Ish Shitasa that he described, that even a monkey, you're not allowed to create that matzah. However, as we quoted before, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed. Rav Shlomo Zalman appears in Madura Tinyana. It's not explicit in the Madura Tinyana over there, but it appears in Madura Tinyana. Rav Rimon quotes it there in that 335. And it's even more explicit in the Otzros HaShabbos that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was makel in regards to a timer. Now, in terms of how we paskin halacha lemaisa, Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa, I'll just read you the psak of how it's brought down Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa. We'll process that a little bit more down the line. In Perek Aleph, Sif Chavav, we'll just read the Shmir Shabbos, Kilchos says Psak, Ochel Mavusha Be'erim Shabbos, Muta Litin Osa Agavi Kira Chashmalit Kishosh Shi Eina Mefeles, Af Kishim Mechuber Sashon Shabbos Shi Chaber Es Hazer Meshabbos, V'hu Shetia Kira Nechusa. If you have a timer that was set up to turn it on, so then it's permissible to put the food on Erev Shabbos. Avol b'Shabbos os atzma os litan tavshel leha. But on Shabbos it's prohibited. Afilu b'shash ein akira mufelas. Afilu kishim mechusa. That if it's on Shabbos itself, it's going to be problematic to do it. And then you need to differentiate between that case and the case of the Nachrians b'amei v'nyavin in Reishon Gimel Hay, and that we'll discuss in Mirtzah Hashem when we get to the case of the Nachri. For those who are already well into the sugya, I would love if you analyze Rav Schechter's question on page Nunvav. I didn't photocopy Nunvav, I photocopied Nun Dalet, Nun Hey. Rav Schechter is bothered that the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa marshals the Chazunish as a raya to his heter on Erev Shabbos, and Rav Schechter thinks that the Chazunish would aser even in the case that the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa is matir. As we saw, that the Chazon Ish holds that everything is an Isser Matzav. I'd like to hear what you have to say about Rav Schechter's Tzarech Iyun, about the Shemir Shabbos Pilchasa. But at the end of the day, so far we have 1, 2, 3, 4 nafkaminas of Mechzik and Mevashel. Let's just review B'siyata D'Shmaya. And the last nafkamina is going to be the most involved. We introduce ourselves to the outliers of the Shitas HaRishonim. Number one, we saw the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, the Hachzara exists on Erev Shabbos, and therefore you require all Tanai Hachzara, for those that this wasn't clear to them, that you require already all Tanai Hachzara already on Erev Shabbos. That means that if you took the pot off the fire 45 minutes, let's say, before Shabbos, we'll get back to details when we're ready to do Halacha L'maisa, if you take it off before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to put it down and put it back on to the fire. It will require all the tznaim, including the blech, and all the biyot, etc., etc. So Rabbeinu Tam says that already exists on Erev Shabbos. That only makes sense if Rabbeinu Tam is l'shitaso shem yichatel. The Ran l'shitaso disagrees. He says the Yisur is mechzik mevashel. Hence the Ran says, what's Rabbeinu Tam talking about? When it said afilu, when Shami says afilu malzir, and afilu doesn't mean Erev Shabbos, that's ridiculous. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is the heter of the Ran who says that the whole chash of Achzara, he limits it, the Ramah quotes this, a big sniff that we could maybe use down the line. The whole chash of Achzara is only those foods that you took off on Erev Shabbos. But anything you took on Shabbos, no chash of Achzara. He basically took away a lot of the chashos of Achzara. Where in the world could the Ran dream up such a thing? The only way you could explain it is if it's Shem Yechata, that doesn't make any sense at all. But if the Vard is of Mechzik and Mevashel, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkat and Samachay, so then it's going to be much more understandable. Finally, in regards to Amira, Nachri, and Achzara, so the Marit was Mekil. Why was the Marit Mekil? So it must be that Marit assumes that it's Mechzik and Mevashel. And then Rav Schechter blew open the Sugya based on the Chazon Ish, where Rav Schechter points out that according to the Chazon Ish, it's an Isser Matzav. If it's an Isser Matzav, so then in such a case, you're going to have a Shem Yechati L'Cholim, whether it's a Nachri doing it or you're doing it. And then Rav Schechter shows how in Hilchos Shabbos there are about 10 fundamentally difficult issues that you have in Hilchos Shabbos, that the moment you understand this difference between the Isser Gzeira and the Isser Malach and Rabbanan, all the questions fall away. So this is a term, Havzara is actually a great way of introducing ourselves to that basic yisod, the difference between malacha and the is and gzera. So therefore, Rav Schechter points out that the Chazon Ish is going to learn this way. And we're being mosif. Oh no, Rav Schechter also makes points, not us, that the Chazon Ish is going to be l'shitas in regards to timers. So this appears in two different places in Chazon Ish. One in Lamed Ches Beis and the other in Lamed Zayin Chaf Aleph, that the Chazon Ish is going to be l'shitas and say the timers, you have to be machmir. The new thing that we found, this was Rav Rimon, is that Rav Shlomo Zalman had this very sharp hagdara, that the Isra Achzara is on the Gavra, it's not on the timer. That was his lashon. Isra Achzara is not on the timer, it's on the Gavra. So Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be pushing back to a simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's much more of the chash of Mechzik and Vashel. Of course, just because you hold this Mechzik and Vashel doesn't necessarily mean you have to go as far as the Ran's Kula to say the Mechzik and Vashel is only if you have Erev Shabbos. You could hold the Mechzik and Vashel if there's Shabbos as well. It could still be Mechzik and Vashel, But Rav Shlomo Zalman is pushing this back to that direction, and that's what Rav Nemtzal heard when I asked him on Rav Schechter's Pshat, that at the end of the day, it seems that the more the standard mahalach is to learn that it's mechzik mevashel. The paradox is that in the Mishnah Berurah and Lamed Zayin, Mishnah Berurah says mechzik mevashel, and then Shaar Tzion Lamed Zayin, he says, Shem Yechate Gachalim. In 50 years later, Rav Soloveitchik is going to say 3 weeks or 4 weeks of Shiurim. All the differences between Shem Yechate Achol and Netzik Mevashel. And there, and Moran HaChavetz Chaim puts it into, he separates it. One's in the Mishnah Berurah, the other is in the Shaar Tzion. But at the end of the day, that's what emerges. So how do you pin this down? Halacha L'maisa, that's going to be a fascinating adventure for us as we go down the line. Finally, the last Hashlacha, that is very famous in the sugya of Hachzara is the famous issue of Kedera Agabe Kedera and the case of Kedera Reikonis. In terms of Halacha L'maisa, again, all the Hashlachas will get back to it, but there's a famous case in the Mechaber and Reish Nun Gimel Gimel, and the teretz that's given is one in which also definitely lends to us being encouraged to look at the sugya through these two different perspectives of Mechzikim Vashel versus Shem Yechat. The Mechaber says, Hamashkin Baboykev Rosh Yefichoy Tavshiloy V'yar Pen Yefichoy Yosef. Person wakes up in the morning and he sees that the food is about to be burnt and he's afraid it's going to get more burnt. Yochol, so he means that he wants to take a little bit off the fire. Yochol Lahatsir Oniach Kedera Yishana Rechonis. He's allowed to remove the pot and put under it a empty plate, al piakteira. He's allowed to do that. He's allowed to put a plate that's empty underneath it. Va'oz yosam akteira shetavshel b'socha al gabe akteira yukanis. So that's going to be acceptable. Okay. Oh, and that's how the Mechaber concludes. Very good, Reb David. V'yizoher, shlo yosim k'dei ros al gavei karka. You should be careful not to put the pot onto the ground, because then, in such a case, then you'll have the problem of hachzara, and hachzara needs to be, oh, the biyado, the daito, the hachzer, the details that we're all going to discuss down the line. There's a very famous kasha in the Achronim that this psak seems to contradict another psak of the Ramah. The Ramah in the end of Simin Reish Nun Gimel, excuse me, the Mechaber in the end of Simin Reish Nun Gimel, Sifhei, says the following, Mutter Loses al pi kederes chamin b'shabes, tavshel shen espashel mer shabes kol tzarko, kegon panadishu keyotzen l'chamo, v'fi she'ein derech bishul b'kach. Here, we now come to our third category. We didn't make reference to this at all. And this is the case in Shulchan Aruch of Hanocha Lechatchila. Here is a case in Shulchan Aruch where you're allowed to take something like panadish, that is some type of bereka, and you're allowed to take it, sounds like it hasn't been on the fire the whole time. You're allowed to put it back on the fire, but notice the words of the Mechaber. How did the Mechaber describe you're allowed to put it back on the fire? Not on the fire for sure. He said, a kedera maleya. So, in Sif Gimel, we had a Kedera Reikonis. In Sipei, we have a Kedera Malaya. What's the explanation between why, in one case, you have Kedera Reikonis and the other Kedera Malaya? The Prima Gadim is quoted by the Be'er Halacha back in Sif Gimel on page 45, page Chav Gimel, as saying the following. Achar kach matzasi b'Prima Gadim shiyashav zuakushi b'tuv tam. 7 lines. From the bottom in the Be'er Halacha, 7 lines from the bottom of page Chaf Gimel. V'ha d'b'sif hei she'ayri b'omedes al gabi kideres chaim no tavshil lo nechshev klal ka'omed al gabi mekira. When you have a pot that's full, then that's considered as if it's not considered on top of the stove. U'lahachi mutter aflitein l'chatchilo b'shabes. And then you're allowed to take it out of the fridge and put it on a full pot. Because then it's so far removed from the fire. That's going to be mutter. Ma she'en kein binyanenu, but in Siv Gimel, sheh kedera reikonis. There it's an empty kedera. V'omedes rak listom eschom akira. And all it does is it stops the heat of the fire. So then, Nasis Hakira Adeza Rakishar Kira Grufa Gduma. Then that empty pot is like a blech. The Asa Litin Alea B'Shabbos L'Chatchila. Hanacha L'Chatchila is Asur to do on a blech. The only time it's going to be mutter is if you have a full pot. So says the Prima Gadim. There we were talking about a full pot. In such a case, it's going to be permissible if it's a full pot. But if it would be an empty pot, then that empty pot only serves as a blech. So for Hachzara, all you need is a blech. For when it comes to Hanacha L'Chatchila, blech is not going to be enough. It's going to be Asur to take the kugel and put it back onto the blech. Halacha L'Maisa, without getting to Halacha L'Maisa. So that would be Asur in terms of putting it back to the fire. That is a beautiful teretz of the Prima Gadim. As you learn, I'd like you to put it through your filter to see if that teretz of the Prima Gadim really, really works. And take a look at Rav Willig Shlita's application to this machlokes. So Rav Willig just crunches basically what's the obvious. Although what Rav Willig does, Kedai, for those of you who are already well into the Sugya, Kedai, Rav Willig is also being the yashiv, a steamer in the Prima Gadim in the process. I'm simplifying what Rabbi Willig did. But if you take a look on page, this is, Rav Yosef pointed out to me that that I wasn't really looking. I was using Rav Willig's old sefer, but I had forgotten that Reitz put out in English the halachos of cooking on Shabbos. So in the back, they did an amazing job. Rabbi Feldman did an amazing job. In the back, they put in also Rabbi Willig's articles as well in Lashon Kodesh. So aside from the halacha l'maaseh, you have some of Rav Willig's beautiful chidushim. And on page Yud Ches, in the chidushim part of the book, this appears in Am Mordechai as well in Siman Gimel. When I wrote you the Maror Mekomos, I didn't even think about this book. So I gave you the Maror Mekomos in the old Am Mordechai. So on page Yud Ches, here Rabbi Willig explains beautifully. V'nireh l'inyin nireh k'mevashel. If we're talking about hanacha l'chatchila, so then Rabbi Willig suggests there the chash is then you could be mekel only if it's a full pot. Then the derech is not to cook it on that pot that's full because the heat doesn't go all the way up. In contrast to the empty dish, then you can't be mekel because it's still Nirek and Mevashel. So our last nafkamina is going to be, in terms of Mechzik Mevashel Shem Yechata, is in regards to the timer we did on our own, is in regards to Kedera Reikonis. If you have an empty plate, the Prima Gadim was Miyashe, then Siv Gimel by Hachzara, there the chash is Shem Yechata V'Gacholim. So then in such a case, a G'day Reikonis is going to serve as a blech. It's going to be a blech. However, a G'day Reikonis does not remove Mechzik Mevashel, doesn't remove Mechzik Mevashel, and therefore the halacha is that Mechzik Mevashel is not going to be taken care of the G'day Reikonis. And that's the reason why the Mechaber said in Sif Hei, you need a Kedera Maleya, because Hanacha L'Chatchila, he assumes, is Mechzik Mevashel. Hachzara is Shem Yichata Begachalim. This doesn't fit so well with the way we saw in the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin said that Hachzara also has a chash of Mechzik Mevashel. But this is Rabbi Willig's Nafkamina in the Chakira Mechzik Mevashel, Shem Yichata Begachalim. He assumes, like his Rebbe Rav Shechter, that Hachzara is what? Shem Yichata Begachalim, and therefore he could use the Prima Gadim's beautiful Yishuv and explain it the way that he does. If, however, you learn, like the Mishnah Berurah himself, a Mechzik Mevashel, then that's going to be difficult, which actually creates, this is where things get a little bit sticky, because the Be'er Halacha was the one who quoted the Prima Gadim. Unless the Prima Gadim's explanation, the Prima Gadim is different than the way Rabbi Willig had presented it. And that is still open for a discussion. Okay, I had also wanted to go through the Psak and Shehiyah, which is relatively straightforward. I'll take your question, then I'll take a vote. I have no problem whether to stop now or to go on Shia. Either way, what's best for you is best for me. Was there a hand before?
I'm just going to point out that in Sifhei, the Shulchan actually says, "Ein derech bishul."
Beautiful. That's, as Reb David points out, that in Sifhei, Nachon, I meant to mention, I'd forgotten, that it's clear that the chshash of Hanocha L'chatchila is Metzik Mevashel. As the Mechaber says, "Kiyosan L'cham L'fi she'ein derech bishul l'kach." So the chshash of Hanocha L'chatchila is Mechzi Kimavashal. Beautiful. How many Talmidim would like to stop over here? Okay, let's push ahead for a couple minutes. The Mechaber paskins as follows in regards to Shihiyah. Let's just now see how the Mechaber fears lies. One of the difficulties that I had when I was your age learning this was that the Mechaber goes on forever, and if you're not familiar with all the terms, you get bogged down, you lose sight of the big picture. So I'm going to try to learn with you the Mechaber now from the big picture perspective. Mechaber writes as follows: Reishon Gimlav Kira Shi Yisua Kigdera. If you have a kira that is made like a kidera, the best way I think to describe a kira, we're going to learn three different types of things. We're going to learn about a kira, a kupach, and a tanur. We have the only thing we've been discussing up until now is a kira. Kira is a standard way that they cook. It would be similar to a cinder block. If you have a large cinder block, the way the cinder blocks in America are made is you have these two holes inside of it, and they would put the gefes ve'etzim on the bottom of those two holes, and the kira, you were able to put two different pots on top of that cinder block. Is that image clear? Yeah? Everybody follows the... Okay. So, v'yesh ba'mokom svisa shtei kidera, so you're able to put two pots inside. Im husku be'gefes hu psola shel zeisim o ve'etzim. So how's the Mechaber paskening? He's paskening like Rabbonon dechananya. He's saying that you're not allowed to put the food on top of the kira, even on Erev Shabbos. LMK is special called Tzarko. Vum itzdamik v'ralo. Another term, itzdamik v'ralo, means that the heat is a negative effect on the food. So that only time it's going to be mutter to leave it there without a blech or a garif ikatum is in that instance that it's been entirely removed. The lek lemecha shem yechate. Only if it's mitzdamik v'ralo are we not afraid that he's going to be chalte. Otherwise, we are concerned. Now, there are many other details in the Mechaber, which Shemir Zeshem will return to. But the big picture is you have to turn all the way to page 42. This is a collector's item. We have two seifim to compare. One is Simin Shin Chaf, Mutter Lischot Lemons, three words in the Mechaber, and the other is this sif, one of the longest seifim in Hilchos Shabbos, goes all the way on. Don't worry, don't be intimidated. The way to do it is to break it down like this. I wish I had had a Rebbe that had said these basic things to me. On page 42, V'yesh Omrim, Shekol Shin is Bashal K'Maychol Ben Drusai. As long as the food is cooked, Maychol Ben Drusai. Mutter Lahashos Agave Kira. I'm intentionally skipping some words in the Mechaber. It's permissible to leave it on top of the Kira. The Kira. Afil Husak V'Gevus V'Eitzim. The only time you're going to need to have a blech, only if it's not reached the stage of Machmel Nesai. Once reached the stage of Machmel Nesai, then we're going to follow the opinion of Chananya, who says that there's no chash shem yichat v'chom. So it's a question of who you pass like, Rabbanan or Chananya. Rabosai, how does it sound like the Mechaber is passing Stam Yesh Omer? B'derech Kal, Lachas Stam Yesh Omer, the Halacha is like the Stam. How does the Ramah paskin? V'nogu l'hakel k'svar achron. The minig is to follow the more, the svar achron, which in of itself is striking, that the Ramah says, v'nogu l'hakel k'svar achron, many Rishonim, you could argue that the majority of Rishonim paskin like the Stam. It is interesting that here, at first glance, the Mechaber seems to be Machmir and the Ramah is Mekel. So what's going on in this? Kulas Leber Halacha tells us the following pshat. And this leads to the fact that many say that in Ashkenaz today, we should not be Mekel. But L'chatil, we should be Machmir. It says the Ber Halacha, Nirmah Maskim Unog L'Hakel, I'm the Beis Yosef, Sherech V'Yoshtei Adiris, V'etik Tiberi Rosh HaKasav, V'mipnei Shi Yisrael. Adukim b'mitzvahs Onig Shabbos, since Bnei Yisrael are connected to Onig Shabbos, u'bevadai lo yishmu lanu. Really, it sounds like he's quoting the Rashi saying we should have been machmir. Al kein hanachlem mutav shiyu shogim, if you will, va'al tiyum izidim. Mashmi zed derak mishum zelo ratzalim chos. So it sounds like, says the Be'er Halacha, that in the original source, within the Rush, who was the father of Psak and Ashkenaz, it was that we were afraid to publicize that we paskin like Rabbanan, and therefore we followed the Shita of Hanani. Therefore, the Be'er Halacha concludes, Halacha l'maisa l'maisa l'maisa. By the way, of course, there's a beautiful melitza over here, right? This is Kedarko, the Be'er Halacha, being matz to Klal Yisrael. This goes back to the Rush. You notice this? He said, because Klal Yisrael are dukim b'mitzvahs onik Shabbos. They're so connected to mitzvah of onik Shabbos, it's quite a euphemism, because we're so connected to onik Shabbos, then we cut the corners on the chashash Hashem yichate b'gacholim and so on. But sounds like, points out the Chafetz Chaim, that the Rush wasn't so excited about this kula. The Rush was sort of backed into this corner by all of Klal Yisrael, and since he was backed into all of the corner, so therefore one should be machmer. Therefore, most opinions, we're going to see the Chazon Ish is quite machmer in many instances of Shia and Hatzara. Here, the Be'er Halacha is the machmer, and as we're going to see here shortly, the Chazon Ish is the mekel. The Be'er Halacha says, this Nagul Akel Kesvar Achrona was not a lechatchila. It's what the Rishonim and the Achron were backed into a corner by Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Be'er Halacha advocates going back to the majority of Rishonim who follow the opinion of Rabbanan de Hananya, and that should be the psak that we should follow. Interestingly, Chacham Avadya also is in a wicked. If you don't mind, just to pass around, I photocopied later on Shabbat. Thank you. Chacham Avadya is at Salon Simin Lamed Beis Oz Dalid, as well as the Dirshu quotes Rabbins. Rabban Zion Abba Shaul, also in the Arlet Zion, Dershu quotes it in number 50, if I'm not mistaken. Chacham Avadya Zatzal is now stuck in, it ends up in the exact opposite direction of the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha, what do I mean by that? The Be'er Halacha reread the Ramah and says that the Ramah seemed to be Mekel, you should really be Machmir. The Chacham Avadya and Rabban Zion Abba Shaul says the simple reading of the Mechaber is to be Mekel, is to be Machmir. And you should really be Mekel. Well, how did that happen? So take a look at Chacham Avadya in Chelik Vav Simen Lamed Beis. So he points out from a great Ashkenazic posek. Those of you who've learned Yaradei and didn't make it, or haven't learned Yaradei yet, in the old days, nowadays there are amazing Kitzur Svarim. When I was learning, which was, I learned Yaradei after Rav David learned Yaradei. So in my days, there weren't a lot of Kitzur Svarim. So one of the Kitzur Svarim that they had was a sefer Minchas Kohen. It's a Kadmon. He's from the 17th century. So the Minchas Kohen is a very, very elaborate sefer. And what I had when I was learning Yaradei is someone had actually put out in graph form the entire. One of the difficulties for those of you who've learned Yaradei is there's so many different shitas. So the Minchas Kohen outlines all the shitas. And then about 50 years ago, someone put into a graph almost all the shitas of the Minchas. The Minchas Kohen. Anyhow, the Minchas Kohen is a very, very elaborate and beautiful sefer. Chacham Avadya quotes him as pointing out a stira in the Mechaber. I'd like you to work on the stira. I'm not so convinced that Chacham Avadya is right that there's a stira in the Mechaber, but it is a Minchas Kohen. If you take a look at Reish Nun Dalid, the Mechaber says as follows: Peiros Shenachol in Chaim. If you have fruits that are eaten raw, Mutar Litnam Savavakdera. You're allowed to put it around the pot. So you're putting down fruits around the pot. Reishon on Dalet Dalet. Wait a second. Krufa, Ktuma. No mention of that. It says in Minchas Kohen, it must be that he paskin like the Yesh Omer. If you take a look at Chacham Avadya's words, 8 lines into the second column, V'hine bevada shedoviza also l'rif ra'rampa. The riff in the Rambam were machmir. V'hine mutter el rashi v'tosos, who are mekel like Hananya. The sphere like Machman Nesoy, Shalah Shos, Hagavi Kirishan, Grufa Ptuma. And we have to say, Paris and Achon Chaim are considered Higio the Maichel Ben Rusai. Okay, I'm not sure that Chacham Avadya's, Minchas Kohen's, not Chacham Avadya's fault, Minchas Kohen's right is so Mukhrach, but what's absolutely fascinating is Sfaradim today generally quote that we could be Mekel like the Yesh Omer, even though it's a Stam Yesh Omer. So ironically, we crossed in the middle. Kufa of the Shulchan Aruch, it started out as the Mechaber seeming to be Machmir and the Ramah being Mekel, Once the Be'er Halacha was finished with it, he pointed out that the Rosh is room to be Machmir, and Chacham Avadya and Rabbi Tzion Avishola both make that Shehiya would be acceptable even without Grufa Uktuma. I would encourage all Tziburim to be Machmir L'chatchila. The Bechaber for the obvious reasons, and for the obvious reason in the Be'er Halacha as well, that even though the Ramah said the minute was to be Makil, if it's easy to be Machmir, then it would seem to me. However, that's assuming you don't accept the Chazon Ish's brilliant observation. The Chazon Ish, like only the Chazon Ish can, in Simin Lamed Zayin Oz Gimel, on the top of the second column, the Chazon Ish disagrees with the whole reading of the Rush that the Chafetz Chaim presented. He said, if you read the Rush inside, he claims, that's not what the Rush is saying. The Rush is not saying that the halacha is that one should be machmir, but what happened is people didn't listen, and we're afraid that people that mutu shiu shel al yuzin. No, no, no. Says the Chazon Ish, that's what he meant. The ain kavanas a Rush, third word, line from the top. Mishum mutu shiu shogigin. It's not that. Ela kavanaso kivin ha machmir mehen gadole olam kumo ashultos. Really, it was an equal machlokas. You have the Rambam and Rif who follow Rabban and the Chananya. You have Rashi and Tosos who follow Chananya. So it's an equal machlokas. Avol mepnei sheyesh kan harbe pomim bittel oneg Shabbos lo yishmu lahachmir ela kol sheefshar lahakel meikar din yomer len umeikar din efshar lemakin lahakel achrei shem. The custom was already to be makel. It's an even call of which way to go, and the custom already has been to be makel. So then, that was the words of the Ramah. No gulahaka. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says that one could be makel to do shehiya, provided Rabosai keep this in mind. Provided that it's Machel Ben Drusai. It has to be Machel Ben Drusai. That's very important. You know, when we're younger, we say over the Machlokas, Chananya and the Rabban. Chananya says, no need of blach, and Rabban say, do need a blach. And you could forget that Chananya said, agrees that you need a blach when it's Machel Ben Drusai. But once it's reached a stage, and we'll discuss what is the stage of Machel Ben Drusai, either a third or a fifth. But once it's reached a stage of Machel Ben Drusai, then in such a case, the Chazon Ish is Makel. So you have the Chazon Ish, if you're counting up the names, the Chazon Ish and Chacham Avadya on the one end are Makel, and the Chavetz Chaim that's known to the Chumra. And Mirtz Hashem, next time, we will continue on with the many of the details of Hachzara and begin to define what is a blech, begin to define what are the requirements of a blech, different shitos, and then go through every word of the Siyata Dishmaya of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Yes. Lamed Zayin Gimel. Lamed Zayin Gimel. It's towards the top of the second column. It's right before Dalet. It's not in your. It's a separate handout. I don't think it was in that.